Oh, Hello. It is midnight, or a little past midnight, half past midnight, on Saturday, on Monday, the 19th, Monday the 18th, turning into Tuesday the 19th. And today, I was planning to, it's interesting. I had a plan already on the subject matter that I wanted to cover. And then that subject matter kind of came up while I was preparing for the show. It kind of came up independent of the show. So what are we talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is AI. And I know a lot of Luddites are fearful of artificial intelligence, but it's essentially the same as being fearful of any other type of machine, because a machine is something that doesn't have morals, right? It doesn't have ethics, and it doesn't know right from wrong other than what the humans are going to program into it, correct? So when we talk about machine learning, a lot of people get confused because of the terms being used, intelligence and learning. They start to be afraid that it's like or replacing actual human thought, which it's not. Okay. Artificial intelligence can be used for many different purposes. Obviously, you have text-based ones like ChatGPT, where you can input something and try to get it to give you a text response. Then there's generative art AI, which makes like images, so on and so forth. I'm gonna go ahead with my original stuff that I want to discuss regarding AI and the Israel-Hamas war. I'm going to preface that with this little story. So today, I saw a post on Rabbi Michael Green's Telegram. Now, he posts a lot of way out stuff. He seems to have a good heart and really be trying to be for freedom, and to be telling people, about potentially dangerous things. However, in order to warn people about potentially dangerous things, you have to understand these potentially dangerous things, or at least have an idea of what they are. And a lot of these older generation people may not really be ready for that. So what am I talking about? It was a post on the Telegram channel with no screenshot, just text, that, and I'm paraphrasing, but roughly said that my friend attempted to enter this Hebrew book into ChatGPT, and rather than translating it, it refused to give him a translation and said that it was disinformation or something like that. So, it was like, obviously, these type of posts, you want to have a screenshot so you can see what these platforms are doing. And I was really interested to see what was the deal? Like, what do you mean? What did he actually input, and what did he actually get as a response? You can't just be like, well, my friend did this and they refused to do it, and you don't have an image of what the prompt was, So while I was asking that, of course, he's got like all these like Noahides and like crazy people that believe any conspiracy theory, weirdos in his chat. And they start attacking me like I don't know what AI is when I'm telling him that, ChatGPT is not just a translator. If you just drop text in there, it's not going to translate it unless you clarify and prompt it that you're requesting translation. If you just drop text in there, it's going to think that the text is the prompt. And what you're saying in the text is what you're asking it to do, or something like that, right? And if you don't say that you want a translation. So while I was trying to get to the bottom of that, you have these idiots in there telling me that, I don't know anything. I don't know what AI is, and it is a translator. And I was explaining, well, there's different applications of AI. And for something like ChatGPT, it's not default a translator. You have to prompt it to give you a translation. You can't just drop text in there. And furthermore, it won't translate a book because of copyright issues. Then the rabbi came back and he said, well, I believe you're right. It won't translate a whole book, but my friend was dropping portions of the text in there to translate, and it wouldn't do it. So I was still trying to get to the bottom of, well, did he explain that he's trying to get a translation or not? I never got to the bottom of that. You have these idiots in there again telling me, well, obviously you don't know what is programming. AI is a computer program and it can translate. And I was like, I didn't even want to deal with these people. It's like, I never said that it couldn't translate. I said, it's not a translator. There's a difference between something having the ability to translate and being primarily a translator function, right? I just in October spoke at the Bika AI conference in Ningbo, China, about the ethical uses of AI and how to put in fail safes and back doors to try and hedge against potential tyrannical uses of the AI. I use AI generative mostly a lot. I've been involved in AI since before it was a reality. I was involved with the transhumanist scientists back in the early 2000s, talking about mind uploading and all these different technological ideas. So for these people to come in with absolutely no information about who I am or my background, saying that I don't even know what AI is, was already just shows you the type of people he's attracting, right? So in the end, he ended up, like, you know, clicking like on some of the things the crazy people were saying. So I was just like, you know what, whatever. I was trying to help this guy and figure out what was his actual problem with the AI. But nobody wanted to give me any information on what actually happened with it, you know? So both my husband, Jason, and I both left. We said, well, okay, well, we're leaving your chat. You know, we were, you know, trying to make something productive of this discussion of this post. And I explained to the rabbi, I said, you know, posts like this should really come with a screenshot. So not only as proof that this actually happened, but also that we know what went wrong. Because if we want to go out and tell people, oh, ChatGPT is doing something anti-Jewish, we want to have some proof, not just, well, my, you know, source, my friend said. But like I was talking about on the last episode of Sunday School last week, and I think I mentioned it in the previous show as well, religious people need to get information about the secular world, and they need to make sure that that information is reliable, and they need to learn how to protect against accepting false information just because it comes from a site that seems dissident or something. You know, I understand automatically questioning anything that comes from the government. I do that myself. That doesn't mean automatically believe anything you read on the internet that says it's against the government, though. There is nuance. There's levels to this shit, right? So that being said, when I'm talking about the uses of AI, before we complain about something, let's make sure we have our facts straight, that we know what happened in the situation, how it happened, what happened before the incident happened leading up to it. Just whether we're talking about censorship online or videos of fights or war or anything, just check more than one source to begin with would be a good rule of thumb. You know, don't just be, well, I just saw this on so-and-so's Instagram and now I'm gonna fucking blast it and, you know, try and make this you know, signal boost, this signal that might not even be real information. So having said that, let's go on to what I originally wanted to talk about regarding AI, which was the use of AI, generative AI, in the Israel and Hamas war. The war is a modern war, even though we're talking about essentially fighting over ancient history. But there's a lot of modern applications of technology involved here. And I made a short little video regarding the two sides. On how they're using generative AI online. So you see, like, how the two sides are being used differently. The Israelis are not putting out a bunch of AI photoshopped images, even though the Palestinians attempted to say that some of the pictures of burned bodies were AI. That was disproven by comparison to the real videos of the same burned bodies, etc. But Hollywood has a new weapon, which is AI. They used to just act it out, where they would have a baby doll or, you know, have a guy dressed as IDF doing something bad to somebody else. And then you see him taking selfies with the guy afterwards because he's not really a real IDF guy. You know, things like that. But now with AI, they can just make all sorts of stuff, like a kid lying in the rubble with his cat that has 6 feet, you know, or a kid with six fingers on one hand putting his hand up for Palestine when the flag on his shirt is wrong, too. There's a lot to look at when we're talking about this, but primarily my point is that each item of propaganda needs to be highly scrutinized. You need to look deeply at every image. And I'm not just talking about in the Israel and Palestine issue, Russia, Ukraine, Ethiopia, Eritrea, even though that's probably a little less likely to be heavily AI involvement. But realistically, they're trying to create images that pull on the heartstrings in order to essentially get Western suckers to send money to fund their terrorism. Okay. So we need to be vigilant in looking for AI artifacts. Always assume first that something could be shady and fake. If you look at everything with a scrutinizing eye, I'm not saying, you know, confirmation bias where you're just looking for fake things and then you find just the fake thing, so you assume everything is fake all the time. I'm saying assume that it could be fake and do your due diligence to prove whether it's real or not. Especially, I mean, that's always been true, right? When we're talking about images, we've had Photoshop for years, right? You know, things could be edited for a long time now. Editing images and presenting fake content is not something that just developed with the advent of AI. It's just a lot easier to mass produce this content now because the generative AI doesn't require you to sit and work on it, right? So the pro-Palestine side, the anti-Israel side, has also been taking AI to do something different, which is to frame people. And this is one of the ethical issues that I speak about when we talk about ethical uses of AI and, you know, trying to open up the discussion. Do I know the perfect solution for how to allow people to have the freedom to use AI for creative purposes and for, you know, scientific and, you know, real useful applications, as opposed to being just, you know, for tyranny and harassment and things like that. But they're using the generative AI. There are several new AI programs which are very good at replicating voices. And this is what is becoming a real concern for people. And then, of course, there's just plain old-fashioned audio editing where you take things that somebody actually said and snip them up to make it sound like they said different words or whatever. So I'm going to play two examples. One I actually played on the previous show, and that's the one from Rabbi Shmuley Botich, but this context is different. So I'm gonna play it again, and trigger warning, foul language, racial slurs, but it's in context because he didn't actually say this, but this is what they're posting online saying that he said.
And let me tell you something, okay? That Jew-hating nigger is getting sued.
So obviously nobody that knows anything about Shmuley believes that that was real. Most likely that is AI. They have used a recording of his voice and got the AI to say what they wanted it to say, a little script. You'll see that used again next on this video that Mike Rappaport posted. And it may actually have been a real video of him from some other context. I'm not sure. Or the video itself, maybe just a man walking back and forth, and then they try to make it look like it's Mike Rapp. But listen to the audio, and it sounds very convincing, but once again, AI.
Price for the videos I've been getting. If I say Israel, you got to pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, you pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, Israel, and Jewish, that's the big three, I get paid for that. Right. Same as always. Yeah, just keep paying me the same thing. Zionist, Israel, Jewish, you pay me. No problem. If I do a water, but what if I do a watermelon emoji and if I say something about fuck Palestine? If I say fuck Palestine on camera, okay, you're gonna give me more. Okay, cool. Fucking film me.
So you see at the end, he supposedly says, don't film me. One thing that I noticed in there is that whoever was really voicing it, it sounded like they said Palestine, didn't it? Or Palestine, which is the way an Arab would say it. But let's just listen to it again.
Price for the videos I've been getting. If I say Israel, you got to pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, you pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, Israel, and Jewish, that's the big three, I get paid for that. Right. Same as always. Yeah, just keep paying me the same thing. Zionist, Israel, Jewish, you pay me. No problem. If I do a water, but what if I do a watermelon emoji and if I say something about fuck Palestine? If I say fuck Palestine on camera, okay, you're gonna give.
You see that? And he said fuck Palestine at first. No Jew's gonna say it that way. Unless they're speaking Hebrew or Arabic and saying Palestine. So that first struck me as the first indication that that wasn't really him. And also, obviously, he posted it. And, oh, I'm sorry, the banner's wrong. Yeah, but obviously he posted it and said, that it was AI. It's not real. And nobody would believe it anyway, because realistically, how would that deal that he was discussing actually work out? Each post, is there somebody watching to see, to count how many times he says Israel, Jewish, Zionist, you know what I mean? There's absolutely no use for that. And furthermore, why would someone pay him to do this? That function, I could see if they were saying, make posts with these hashtags or something. But a video of a guy speaking, it doesn't make it's not going to change the algorithm based off of what he's saying. It's going to change the algorithm based off of, what the hashtags and the text that he puts in there. So to me, that was a little bit bizarre as well. But we'll talk a little bit more about this, but I do want to play a little advertisement right quick. For the new, brand new shirt. Check it out.
You know. know that you want this excellent, stylish, brand new design of a t-shirt to show to your friends that you, in fact, are both smart and stylish.
I hope you purchase one of those shirts if you, number one, like the design, and number two, if you like this stream and you would like to support this kind of content to continue being made, you, of course, can get other shirts at that merch shop as well. But that is the newest one, and I think it's pretty cool. It's based off of my recent song, Good Vibes Only. And it has a good message. Love and peace, guns and ammo. Good vibes only, haters gotta go. If you disagree with what's on this show, you're probably an asshole. So it's a good bullshit detector. So yeah, definitely get you one of those. And also, if you are not a t-shirt wearing person and you just want to support the stream, always remember you can donate at donate.fightwing.com, and everything helps, right? So enough of that. Back to talking about technology and AI in the war. So there are other uses of AI that are military that regular people are not going to be using. There's going to be, you know, like, for example, they have systems that can scan and use AI to ascertain approximately how many people are in an area, or, you know, different things like that. So there are military uses of AI, right? To what extent the Israelis are using them, I'm not exactly sure. But we know that they do have some function in that, because they have an AI, a committee or whatever that's, you know, working on AI. So I would appreciate if everyone highly scrutinizes every piece of footage, and not just looking for fake dolls and Pallywood, traditional Pallywood tricks, but look for stuff that seems real but could be AI. Because realistically, these freaks are going to use anything and everything to try and fight Israel, to try and demonize the Jews. And they're not that smart, so you can catch them. You can catch them fucking up. You can catch them posting the kid with the seven fingers or whatever, and the cat with the 6 feet. And you know what I mean? They're angry, upset people. So yeah, they're going to be in a rush sometimes, and they're going to fuck up. And it's happening all over. But the problem is, tons of useful idiots will believe this crap. So you really have to call out the AI shit when you see it. And you tell, you know, nice try, AI. You can just leave a comment, you know. Even if you're pretty sure that it's AI, but you're not 100% sure, make them prove that it's not. Make them prove that it's not AI. As for some sort of other indication for what's going on in this photo having actually happened. And I guarantee you, 9.5 times out of 10, they're not going to fucking have anything to prove that it's not AI. And furthermore, call out and use those types of indicators like I just showed you, anyone where you circle, use a red line, a circle. The artifacts, you know, the blurred faces, or the extra fingers, extra feet, too many layers of teeth sometimes. Sometimes you'll see people with two layers of teeth. Also, big thing in AI is look at text. If text is messed up, garbled, it's AI. There's nobody out there printing signs or t-shirts with garbled text. Okay. So when you see that, what we call a gloopy text, definitely call out the fake shit. Call out the Pallywood lies. Call out the AI stuff. Call out the plastic baby dolls. Don't go around, you know, when there's pictures of actual babies being hurt or something, extremely rare, saying that, you know, well, who cares because most of it's fake or something like that. I mean, still, you know, have a heart, but don't fall for the bullshit and don't let other people fall for the bullshit. Friends don't let friends fall for bullshit. And that's essentially my message tonight. And if you think that AI is like the devil and it's going to, you know, end humanity, well, you're already behind. You're already brainwashed because IoT is the only thing that has the potential to end humanity. And that is the Internet of Things. Generative AI, yeah, it could embarrass some people and it will cause new legal measures to have to be taken, you know, with regards to, you know, using things for evidence. So I have to prove this, not AI, so on and so forth. But realistically, it's here. AI is being used. So if you're like, well, I reject the use of AI completely, and okay, well, then you're just behind and you're just doing like old school regular activism, and that's fine, that's your place, but realize that other people on the good side are going to be using AI. It has many functions that people want to utilize, and they can utilize it for good. So let them utilize it for good. Don't be an asshole. Good night, folks.